Now, did you ever get to a point, Kathleen, where you tried to decide how many spirits there might have been?
Oh, yes. Yes. Not long after that. I'm going to go back in time here a little bit.
Right.
No, I better not do that. I'll give away a plot here.
Okay.
Not long after that, I was walking Ward, who is my middle son, to his schoolhouse, which is just less than a block from where the house was. And I would kind of, I'd cross the street with him, and I would kind of walk backwards so I could keep my eyes on the door, because I left my baby in the downstairs baby bed sleeping, and would kind of watch. I didn't want to wake him, you know, he's a sleeping baby.
Yeah.
I know I'll be faulted by that by a lot of listeners, but I would take my second son down to the corner and then let the school guard cross him there to
the listeners will come at you.
And sprint all the way back to the house and run inside and make sure my baby was okay. He was okay. And but on one occasion when I was bringing my son home from school, we were walking up the south side of the highway, of the parkway, and got to the traffic light where we would cross in front of our house. And I look up in the window of the nursery because the sun is bright and he's in kindergarten, so he gets out in the middle of the day, and just totally dumbfounded. I mean, my shoes might have been stuck to the street or to the sidewalk because I couldn't move my feet, was a little girl standing in the nursery window, a little girl that stood pretty tall in the nursery window, Duncan's nursery. It looked out over the parkway.
Oh, you must have freaked.
Well, I was paralyzed. I was absolutely glued to the street. And Ward is pulling my hand. Ward's a five-year-old at this point. And he's pulling my hand saying, come on, Mommy, we're going to get run over. And I couldn't move. So I just watched for a few minutes, and she was there, and she had her hand raised to the window. Now, I had seen this same little girl, same window, in 1966 when I was pregnant with Ward, and I was married to Ward's father. George is my second husband.
Okay.
And I was riding the bus back and forth from New Albany, Indiana, to Louisville, to my place of work. And we went down the parkway for a time on the city bus, and I watched this house because I was drawn to this house then. And it's just a fine old home. And I saw this little girl standing in the window every day that I rode the bus.
But you probably figured she's a little human girl, right?
Yes, and she lived there. And
yeah.
She just lived there, and she was just waving to whoever went by on the bus,
yeah,
or whomever was on the street. But at this point in my life, when I have Ward by the hand, and he's 5 years old, and I'm crossing the street, this same little girl is in the same nursery window as I saw in 1966.
Except your baby's up there, right?
No, my baby's not in the nursery room. He's downstairs.
Oh, he's downstairs. Okay.
He's in the baby bed downstairs.
All right. All right. But you've got this spirit in your house.
Yes.
So you go running into the house, check
yes.
the baby. What
yes.
do you do?
I just sit down. I just sat down, and I put my head in my hands and thought, what next? Okay, I know there's someone that plants the shoes in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have this little girl who's obviously been a spirit I saw in 1966.
Right. And for who knows how long before that.
Well, true. Centuries.
Yep.
But I thought, well, there are two. There are two, because I don't think this little girl is the one. At this point, I'm just thinking this little girl can't leave the nursery, because I had seen her there before.
Ah, so you think she's confined up there?
Well, sort of. You
okay.
know, you're just trying to rationalize something that's irrational.
Well, that's pretty smart on your part, though.
Mm.
I'm not so sure I could have even figured that one out.
But so now I think I have two.
All right. And one's kind of mischievous. The other is up there in the nursery.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, too, well, maybe she's been looking, watching over Duncan. You know, maybe she has been watching over Duncan.
Yeah.
But then I discovered the little girl third in line, because I had gone up, I think we started on this a little while ago and I got derailed, but I had gone upstairs to fuss at someone for bouncing a basketball off the wall when Duncan was asleep downstairs. So I marched up the steps, prepared to read him the riot act as if they were my living children.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't find anything with the basketball in the hallway. So I just stood there, and I gave the ball a nudge, and it rolled down the hall towards the nursery. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, all that racket. The house is probably turned upside down. The bed covers are probably under the bed. And I'm just thinking the lamps are upside down. But I didn't hear any noise other than the running back and forth. But I was preparing myself for the worst because I had heard a lot of noise and knew the basketball was bouncing off the wall. So I gathered up my courage, and I started on down the hall to go into the master bedroom. And as I started to do that, the basketball rolled back towards me. And I didn't get alarmed at that point because I thought, old house, settled,
sure.
You know, some movement, the ball moved. The ball rolled back to me. So I gave the ball another nudge, pushed it again, and it rolled back to me immediately.
So somebody's playing a little game with
you. So I sat down, put my legs apart, and I had played this game many times with my own baby.
Yeah, you just keep... I used to do that with my daughters. You just roll the ball back and forth.
Roll the ball back and forth.
And they giggle, and it's kind of neat.
It's just one of the first things you do with a baby that can sit up by himself.
Yep, it's good dexterity for them. It's probably good dexterity for us, too.
It's a little alarming when there's no one on the other end.
That is true.
So I crawled down to the other end of the nursery, knowing that there was a toddler, a baby sitting there, just thinking, you know, there's a baby here.
Yeah.
There's a child here. Then I got up and I walked through the house, and I went to see if there was any damage done from the earlier noise, and there wasn't, of course. And then, like I said, the baby was the first, and then the little boy, they were almost simultaneous, the little boy and the little, well, I called it a little boy because I thought, it had to be a boy brave enough to go into the cellar.
Good point.
And then when I saw the little girl in the window, she was holding it, you know, it was kind of like three fingers. Instead of a wave, she was holding up three fingers. I never thought anything of it at the time. But that evening in bed, I was just laying there thinking about things, you know, and what I knew was going on in my house. And I mean, I just shot straight up, and I woke George up, and I said, there are three.
Yes.
There are three of them. That little girl was telling me
she was telling
there
me
are
that.
Three.